So welcome again. By a show of hands, how many of you are here for the first EMA ever? Welcome. Several? A handful? Yay! Great. We love newcomers and welcome back the rest of you guys in the practice and the art of waging inner peace. So that's how we conceptualize emotional martial arts. It's to wage inner peace, ultimately, tracking the energy of emotions and guiding them toward health and healing. Tonight's topic is healthy anger, healthy guilt. Harnessing positive energy from negative sources. So I'd like us to think about emotions, and how many of us have thought there's good emotions and bad emotions? Many, most, right? And what are some of the bad emotions that we think of? Rage.
Anger. Guilt.
Jealousy, guilt, fear.
Jealousy
twice, yes. A double dose. Betrayal. Right? These emotions seem to have a negative energy or charge to them, and I'd like to challenge that notion. I'd like to challenge that notion. Imagine a battery that has a positive charge and a negative charge. We don't say that the positive charge is good, and the negative charge is bad. It's part of the circuit. So if we look at emotions as neither good nor bad, but rather what we do with them and what's the manifestation of emotions. So I want to show you that any emotion can have healthy, neutral, or negative, positive, negative, or neutral consequences. So I don't want us to call emotions to label them good or bad, because it's really limiting. Let me start off with anger and show you what healthy anger means. In my practice over the years, I have come across many people who grew up in households where anger was not healthy, that anger had that negative association, that it got too intense, so it got up to rage. And a pattern that's really common is those that have been raised with that kind of negative anger role modeling have a tendency to pull that anger in and eschew it, avoid it, and have the association that anger is only negative. That anger is only negative. And you can see why if you grew up and anger was like that, it was tough, scary when we're kids. And so we can contract and avoid that kind of anger. The problem is it doesn't teach us about healthy anger. So healthy anger is if you wanted something from me and you were poor in your boundaries and maybe you intruded in my, hey, can I borrow that, right? That wouldn't be healthy. It would be rude. It would be intrusive, right? So healthy anger says, whoa, no. That's not okay. That's not okay. So just saying it like that, that's converting anger to, let's say on a scale of 0 to 10, maybe 3 or 4. Those that grew up in really angry households, the anger was 9 or 10 on the scale. And so very often people come out of that situation, 0 to 1, no, I don't have anger. Or 9 or 10, but that's really scary, and I don't want to show that anger. And inevitably, it comes out, either externally, or we internalize it. So I think we can all agree that excess anger can be flung outward, or pulled inward. And either direction, they can have negative consequences. So that's where we can talk about negative consequences of emotion versus positive consequences. Now, I intruded on, what's your name?
Chris.
I intruded on Chris's space, and so I was just showing you a simple boundary violation where I'm not clear or conscious, and then healthy anger isn't like, get out of here. That'd be unhealthy. That'd be excessive. But a healthy anger would be, no, that's not okay. Or no, that's my credit card. You're not going to use that for the bill. You can use yours. So those that have come from families where anger is not okay can have a challenging time saying no or standing up for themselves because their circuits get confused with anger is unhealthy. Does that make sense? Many years ago, I had a patient in the hospital that came from a family where anger was not spoken at all. And I saw that this patient of mine, I'll call her Lori, had difficulty standing up for herself. So I wrote a prescription and I said, your anger is okay. And it was astonishing to her because in her household, anger was not okay, not at all. And so if you come from that kind of environment, either there's too much anger or there's none at all, then anger is a weird emotion. So our relationship with anger is like not so good.